Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Now, you guys know that I'm pushing out all these new series in the upcoming weeks. So today I have a wonderful guest on, and she is here for the I Chose This Life series. Now, I started this podcast because I believed that everybody has a story to share. So being the organized self that I am, I've put it into series. So today we have Kimberly Olson on the show, and she, you might know her online as the Gold Digger Girl, and she is an entrepreneur like myself. She's an insane branding coach, a best-selling author. She's a mom, a podcaster, which I love, fellow podcaster, a wellness educator, and she's here to share her story, share her journey, and give us some tips and tricks on how to brand and market and just be your best self online. Kimberly, hello.
Hello. I'm so excited to be on. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And I was just on your show, so this is like so much fun. We like have such a good rapport now.
You're just such a force to be reckoned with. I'm so thankful that you came into my life. And I just know that this is the beginning of us, you know, definitely doing some great stuff together.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for saying that. That's so nice. No, I want to know how, so you have your hands in a couple different things, which I do as well, which I think makes you like the best type of entrepreneur. It always keeps you on your toes. But I want to know how you started. How did you bring everything online? What did you dabble in first that got you to kind of where you are right now?
Yes. And I love sharing this just because I think there's a lot of people out there listening who want to build brands and they want to have a strong following on social media and be able to take maybe their offline business completely online, but they don't know how, or mm-hmm. they feel like they're not good enough, or they don't have that, you know, it factor to do it, and anyone can do it. So I was 3 years ago, actually right now, I started with my first network marketing company, and I was in a position where my friend had asked me 8 times to join her team. And I just wasn't, I was coming off of 2 back-to-back pregnancies. The second was unexpected. I wasn't really ready for motherhood. And I have a lifelong, you know, history of depression, anxiety in my family, and had experienced a lot of problems with postpartum. And so I had postpartum and then was pregnant again. Don't drink the water at my house. And that whole like, oh, you can breastfeed and do whatever you want. It's not true. So just be careful. And so the second one was coming, and I was just like, okay, you know, like we're just, this is happening. And these 6 weeks before she was born, I got let go from my job and without any notice. And I had this big fancy corporate job doing sales and education for a natural skincare company. And they had eliminated my territory, and I was 8.5 months pregnant. I was like, how am I going to go get a job? Like, what the heck, you know? And we had built our dream home. We had 2 brand new vehicles. We made all the mistakes, right? Because we were rolling in the dough.
Mm-hmm.
And with young family, I mean, we had to put them both in daycare, and it's like thousands and thousands.
There goes your salary.
Oh, it's just brutal. So I was let go, and Elise came. That's Addison's my oldest, and then Elise, they're 1.5 years apart. And I went, it was about 5 months of being unemployed. I took little jobs, but I mean, I had already struggled with alcohol abuse, and it just got worse and worse. It just became my way to cope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt angry. I felt upset. Every night I would lay awake at night, not with normal, like just had a baby, but like worried, like in my gut, you know, like and I had always been the breadwinner. I was like, how are you going to pay our mortgage? You know, it was just all, that was so much fear. And so I just took a job locally, you know, you just got to hustle. I took mm-hmm. a job that I didn't want. It was not paying very well. It was 1.5 hours from our house. So I didn't even see my kids more than 45 minutes a day. And so my friend kept asking me about our network marketing. And I was like, you know what? Can't get much worse than this, you know? Mm-hmm. So and 3 years ago, I said yes. I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it on the side. If I just make a little extra money to start to help us get out of this debt, like, that's cool, right? So I, for 6 months, I, you know, made a couple thousand a month. I had some initial success. Then I ran out of my warm market. And everybody in my company was teaching belly to belly. I would fly all over the country launching people. I was away from my family even more. And I just was at a point where I was like, you know, I might quit. I can't make this work. I can't do this. Like, I have no one else to talk to and this isn't working. And I just sat in my car, and I remember it was a Friday after work, and there was a bully at my work. He was just an awful human and he just liked terrorizing me. And I was just sitting in my car and I just started crying. And I was like, God, if I'm supposed to do this, please just show me the way. I'm coachable. I'm hungry. I want to change my family tree. I had just gone through intense therapy to overcome the alcohol addiction, and I was completely clean. And the next day, someone tagged me on this video that this crazy chick was in a hurricane and she was teaching social media. And I was like, what? There's a hurricane and she's freaking doing a Facebook Live? Like, this is awesome. So I signed up for her coaching program right away. I'm a huge advocate of coaching. I feel like it literally fast tracks your success and it gives you the roadmap you need. And she was doing it, you know, she was doing it. And she was having success, and she was really big on personal branding. So I got in her program. I was her star student. I would spend nights and weekends, every little nook and cranny of my day. I'm telling you, I was on my phone working it. I implemented everything she said. You know, I didn't just do the training. I took massive imperfect action. So in the fall of 2017, I started going live, started posting on social media, didn't know what the heck I was doing. I had 250 friends, you guys. That's it. Like, that's no one. And then I didn't have an Instagram account. I didn't have anything except for my cell phone. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to start going live. I'm just going to pay attention to what people are responding to. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be consistent. And people started responding and they kept coming back and then they would share it. And then I launched a Facebook group. And so 2.5 years ago is when I launched online, and I've grown a following to over almost 150,000. I've hit multiple six figures in three different categories. Like you said, written 2 best-selling books. I have a top-rated podcast, and I travel now speaking, and I'm home. So I quit my job 1.5 years ago, and I just get to be here for my family and help other women. So I just absolutely love it. It's the best decision I've ever made.
And I love that you also said you only had a small following and your cell phone. The power behind your device, is absolutely insane. I've recorded over 100 podcasts on my cell phone. Some of my clients still use their iPhone. It doesn't matter because you can fix it in production or fix it with apps, whatever the case may be. But if you have a message, you just share it right away. Like, I've said this so many times, like when I was originally diagnosed with MS years ago, first thing I did was do a Facebook Live. I was swearing. I was crying. I was asking for help. I was sharing my story. Like, it was a shit show, but I did it. And now I have a podcast because of all of that, you know? So I just think it's so important to, and I feel like when you go through something traumatic or you go through, you know, life in general, I mean, even now with like coronavirus, like everybody's blowing up my phone. Like, are you okay? You're the one with like the immune system that's down. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to get my nails done because if I go out today, I need to look good. I want my nails done the way I want them. Like, you just come out of things like in a different light, in a different way. And I feel like, you know, you're the force to be reckoned with because you've gone through, you know, everybody has their story. And when you come out, like, you have almost like a new vision of like how you want to live. And that's exactly what you just did. Now you're living like this dream life and you're in charge. I love it.
And I think, you know, when I went through all the problems with the alcohol, so that's also in both sides of my family, and it's like up the chain, like it's just been a problem on both sides, that when I was like, because it really is an addiction. Like, if you have never experienced it, like, people go, oh, just quit. It's just the same thing as just quitting eating food that you don't want. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that easy. You know, I used to be really overweight in college. It's just not. And so when I was in it, there was so much torment mentally. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the thing. And I want you to hear this if you're listening right now. When you say you're going to do something and work on your business, so maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to do a Facebook Live today, or I'm going to map out my content, or I'm going to reach out to those people and follow up, and you don't, by you not doing it, your subconscious is like calling BS on you, but you also don't feel aligned. So that's where the disconnect comes. That's where the frustration comes. And mm-hmm. that's where the lack lack of belief in yourself comes. So when I was going through that, you know, that kind of really dark stage, and then I worked through it. I did reprogramming, like subconscious mind stuff, intensive for 6 weeks. I was like, lady, I will do whatever you say. And I did it. I did everything she said every day, and I was able to change my, you know, my automatic negative thinking and reprogram my subconscious mind. And when I came out of it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like this whole new world. Like every day I wake up feeling awesome. I like want to crush it. I think I'm awesome. I think I can go and help people. That's where the fire comes from. Like I don't have to motivate myself. I don't mm-hmm. like you. Like I don't have to. And I know you shared like things have changed for you, like creatively and just how you're coming from a different place. And I just love like how vulnerable you are and what you share. And I think that's what's so amazing is I had to go through the darkness mm-hmm. to be a light to other people who are in the darkness. And that's why I get like, I can't even sleep. Like I have to go to make myself go to bed at like 1 or 2 because my kids wake up in like 4 hours. But like I'm on fire to impact other people that they can have the life they want. You mm-hmm. have to get through that darkness. But when you do, you have this like fire in you, you know, like mm-hmm. you with your health journey, like you have this fire in you. You just want to help other people and you don't have to motivate yourself. So I'm actually thankful I went through that because I feel like I'm more relatable. And I think people go, oh, well, she's had, you know, alcohol abuse issues. She was in debt. She didn't know what the heck she was doing. And if she can do it, I can do it, you know? And I think it makes it more relatable.
Exactly. And I just love interviewing other guests on the show, you know, besides myself talking, because I think it's so important for people listening that we didn't just get to where we are. You know, it's not just like a following. It's not just a number. Like we all hustle. We all went through crazy like jobs, life situations, health journeys to like make us who we are and get us to where we are. Like everybody has this like such a unique journey. And that's why I created this series, because I just want more of us to share it so that everybody know, you know, we're all human. We're all just trying to survive, but do something that you love while you're at it.
Yes. Amen. I love it. It's so great.
Now, being a mom and working from home and doing all the things, I'm like OCD organized, and I have a whole highlighting situation and everything on my calendars. So I always love asking my guests, like, what is your routine when it comes to like scheduling and organizing? Do you love writing it down? Are you all digital? What's your typical way of like getting organized for like the month, the week? Like, what are some of the tips that you can share?
Oh, it depends on what it is. So if I'm writing a book, I am writing one right now, actually. It's almost done. Do you hear the fatigue in my voice? So brutal, but it's wonderful. So when I'm doing something creative, I will write it down pen to paper. So people actually gravitate towards one or the other. Mm-hmm. I'm 40, so sometimes it's, you know, the younger you are, you tend to like digital more anyway. Mm. But if it's creative, I'll write it pen to paper, and then I'll have someone else like write the notes up for me. And then if I'm planning out all, because I do YouTube, Facebook, and then I've got multiple things. When I'm planning out all of my video marketing, I actually do it pen to paper in a notebook, and then I put it in Trello after. So I use Trello for everything. So I'm in network marketing. I do coaching, obviously, is a huge part of what I do, but we have to manage our leads, right? So I actually use a Trello, and then I use, just like you with the highlighter, I use the labels, which mm-hmm. are color-coded, and it's just visually like beautiful. And then I always put every header at the top. I make a graphic. I use like Unsplash or Podstock. Mm-hmm. I'll throw it into Canva or WordSpec, and I'll title it with that beautiful like girl boss image. And I put that of each one. A lot of times I share them in my trainings for people, so I kind of jazz them up. But that's helped me visually because I'm a visual person, and mm-hmm. it motivates me. So I actually use it for Facebook group content, social media, all my video marketing, my leads, like I said, coaching clients, I'll use Trello boards with them. So Trello has been a really great tool for me. My operations director, we use it to communicate projects. So there's like different things out there, obviously, but I really like the ability to move stuff around really fast and label things. And sort them out.
I used to use Trello years ago when I was in Vegas. I was filming a TV show and I used it for our scenes and for the cast. And I did love it for that because I was so stressed out during the whole process. I needed my colors. I needed to be organized, you know, like running around like a lunatic. And so one of my producers, she's like, you need Trello. What are you doing? And I'm like, okay, well tell me like what I need to do. So I started using Trello, but now starting to get back digitally. But right now it's like my office, like I have all my calendars, I have everything written down, but now I'm doing more, I'm bringing more things back online. So yeah, I get it. It's like preference. And yeah, the little ones, the 20-year-olds, they love everything online. And I'm like, I just miss my planner.
They're like, there's an app for that. And it's funny actually, because I think that like you said with the calendars, I think you have to figure out your system. So I use Google Calendar for everything. And then I've got my wall calendar, which is kind of the key things, like if I'm launching something or, you know, doing a special masterclass, that's kind of my overview. It's really my promotion. Like if I'm live or I can look over there real quick. But then I have like a notebook right here where it's like all the things that have to be done. And then I have today's, you know, little list. Like how funny is that? But it just works for me.
I know.
Everything is where it needs to be and I'm happy.
I know. You just need your, I think mine's like a bit excessive. So like if you're sitting at my desk, I always have a notebook and every day I have to write down my to-do list for my clients and for myself. And then I'll have like my laptop in front of me. On my left, I have my planner. And then in front, I have like a whole podcast board. So brands I'm pitching, guests I'm pitching, who I'm recording with, what shows I'm on. And then I have like PR, marketing, media, like it's all broken down. And then I have my calendars around that are all mapped out for the entire year for personal, business, and life goals. So every day I write down how I'm achieving them or what I've done. So it's a tracking system.
Nice.
And then I remember what the hell I'm doing all day.
For your podcast board, you said that's in front of you. So is it just sitting there?
Yeah, so I have, well, they're sheets of paper I have pinned to the wall, and it's broken down by guests I pitch, guests, so I have them broken down per series. So right now there's three series. So I have all the guests coming on for each series, and then I have an E and an R, and I circle it when I've emailed them. I circle it when we're done recording, and then it gets highlighted in yellow when the show goes live. So I have that for the three series. And then on the side, I have a list of all my PR, media, all of that, and then a list to pitch brands. Same system.
I love that so much because I find a lot of entrepreneurs are just so disorganized that then they just get into paralysis analysis. And so they sit down and they're like, I don't even know what to do first. And I think what you just said with the E and that, the system.
It's just a little.
What's your system? Because I like, I do that too. I like to like label things that like have like a legend. But what's your system? So every time you're doing something, if you notice, you're like, oh, this is repetitive. Like I'm doing this more than once. Okay, what's my system? And when you come up with a system, then you know what to do next time. And eventually you can have someone else take it over. If it's not a money-making activity or it's not something you enjoy. If there's a system that can be duplicated and scaled, you can teach someone else to do it. So I think that that's really cool that you have like a process for everything that you do. And that's obviously why you're so organized.
I just have to, like, I would lose my mind if I wasn't. And then on the first of every month, I do everything like, so on my desktop. So right now I'm almost at 20 podcasts that I've produced, which is nuts. And I have four that are going out brand new this month. So four episodes launch with each of those shows. And then I have to pitch them all to put them on 10 different syndicated platforms for each one of those shows. So that part's a little crazy. And so on my desktop, I have a folder where anything I've done throughout the month, as soon as I'm done, it gets dropped into that folder. I don't look at it until the first of the month. And then on the first of the month, I organize them all into a folder that it belongs to for the client. And then it all goes to my Dropbox digitally. I have another cloud, and then it goes to my external hard drive. So God forbid anything gets lost, I have it backed up in like five spots. And then I have an Excel spreadsheet where I track all my numbers, social downloads, money, everything. Always on the first of the month. So I know every first of the month. And then my clients know, like, okay, I'm getting a Dropbox link from her today because it's the first of the month and they have all their stuff if they ever need a backup.
Nice.
Yeah. So like always, and I have a PC. Yeah. So, and I have a PC, so I have to, you know, do the security for it. And I do like test like malware, like I do everything. So the first of the month is always a crazy day, but it's like, and it gives, it like brings me back to like my luxury travel days where I had like real Excel spreadsheets. Like I don't take it to like the formula extent. It's just looking at numbers, like very basic. And I've actually used this form. I've given it to, it's actually a free download I have. I've given it to a lot of my friends and they use it to manage their household. So they just take out like social media channels and podcasts and all of that, and they put in their house expenses, their bills, their kids, you know, clothing costs or groceries or whatever. And that way they have like a tracking system. That's it. It's so basic, but it like just works. That way I can like run my business. It's in my phone. I can look at stuff. It's crazy what we can do like as running businesses, like literally from like one device.
I know. It's insane. It's awesome. But you know, listening, because some people, like when I tell them what I do with a piece of content, they're like, what? Just start where you're at, you know, and work on, okay, what's one more, where's one more place I can put this? And then every every time you do that thing, like a Facebook Live or whatever, repeat those steps, even capture them and write them down, make like some kind of chart or something so you can track that it's been done or when you get a VA, and then you'll get a flow on it. And it's amazing what you can create when you do have systems in place. And you know, one thing you said, Kellyanne, you said, I would lose my mind if I wasn't organized.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like they're losing their mind. You know, if it's all up in here in your head, it literally jumbles everything and it stresses you out and causes anxiety. Plus this feeling of like, I'm not doing it. I need to be doing it. Like I said, that disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's worth it to stop and like carve out like a digital detox day where you just go through your emails, go through your stuff and say, okay, what does this look like for me to run this? And Denise DT and Get Rich Lucky VITCH, one of the things that has always stuck with me, she's like, I've got these women who are wanting to run million-dollar empires, and they're operating on a crappy laptop. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So it's like, look, figure out what you need to grow your business the way that you want to,
mm-hmm.
and get organized. Take the time to get the system. Get the teammates that you need, even if it's 5 hours a week for your first VA. Get the people in place, because you won't grow until you get organized and able to scale it. That's what I think, at least.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Now, I want to talk to you about TikTok, because I know when I was on your show, we talked about it a little bit, but can you give, I think, let's say 3 misconceptions about TikTok right now?
Sure. Yeah. One of the misconceptions is it's not something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually, I just heard it just passed 1 billion users, which took Instagram way longer to hit.
It's insane.
That. So it mm-hmm. is trending, it is blowing up. It is something that everybody needs to be on. Even if you use it to create something that you can drop in your Instagram and Facebook stories and repurpose content, you definitely need to be on there, get an account, you know, get the lay of the land. The second thing would be that it's just for 12-year-olds. It's absolutely not just for 12-year-olds. Did you know that you can monetize your TikTok? When you get to over 1,000 followers, you can go live. And the lives are different. They're on and they're gone. But while you're live, people can give you money. So you basically load up your account, and when someone else is live, you can just like send them money in real time, right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And who's more likely to have that happen? A 12-year-old that's just messed around, or I mean, maybe if they're really popular, or a female entrepreneur who's teaching something valuable, right? Or sharing inside tips or just what it's like, you know, in her life, the day in the life of an entrepreneur. So it's not just for 12-year-olds. In fact, if you are 30, 40, 50, 60, and you do have a brand and a business that you monetize, you can actually more blatantly promote it on TikTok than you could on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook and Instagram, you really need to be covert, curiosity posts, handling everything in the DMs. Where TikTok, I've done videos straight up that say, every day is Sunday at my house, you know, do a little shimmy, a little dance. I'm not much of a dancer, but, and you don't have to, you know, do music, but I'll say, every day is Sunday at my house. Want to know how would I run a business from my cell phone? People are like, me, me, me. I mean, it's so different than Facebook or Instagram. So if you want to really leverage it and get discovered, you still can. You don't have to have a big following for a video to go viral. So, I mean, I just did one and it had over 10,000 views on it. I can get that on Facebook, but that's usually for like my really good videos. And the other misconception is that it is hard to figure out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to dance and sing and do all these crazy things. You don't. You can just talk. You can lip sync, you know, if you do want to like be fun, you know, do something fun with the song. And to actually figure out how to use it, it's just like Instagram and Facebook when you first got on there,
mm-hmm.
right? You didn't know how to do a story. I didn't even know how to send an Instagram. You know how there's like the airplane?
Yeah.
I'm like, I cannot figure this out. How do you freaking send a picture? I didn't know. So it's the same thing, you know, just a natural learning curve. And I would say don't wait, because the longer you wait, the less
you're missing out.
You need to go organic, you know, go viral. It goes away. Eventually everybody will be on there. It'll be so comfortable with it. So now is a really, really great time to get on there.
I love that you mentioned the monetizing part. Do you know about the Hype House?
No.
The Hype House is in LA, and there's 15, 16 kids. They're not even 21. I think they're all under 18. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But it's a content house, and they all use it for TikTok. They live there to produce content for TikTok, and they're making $50,000+ per TikTok,
oh,
per person.
My God. gosh.
And so when they moved into the Hype House, they only had, I mean, they're like teens. They're so young. They have like ramen noodles. They didn't have any furniture. They were all using each other. Not all of them sleep there, but they all go there to film content. So they only had like two bathrooms to work with. So some of the kids that were physically sleeping there, they couldn't sleep at night because of all these TikTokers that were coming to film their content in their bathroom because it had the best lighting. So now they use, I mean, it's a mansion in Los Angeles. It's insane. And they have an Instagram. I think it's the Hype House. I think that's their handle. But they're making a ridiculous amount of money on TikTok, and they're everything is going viral left and right. And there's, I feel like it's 14 or 16 of them, but it's a content house. Like, this is the world that we live in. Somebody got them a house. They do viral content like repeatedly, like together. And then, because I feel like a lot of those videos on TikTok, when you tag someone, I've been researching this a lot, but when you do something together, or how does that work when you tag? Like, if I wanted to do it, like you did a video and I wanted to like do it with you, like I tag your old video. Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't show up on my page. So if I did a video, like say I did something about working from home,
mm-hmm.
and then you went to that video and you click the share button, one of the choices says duet.
Oh, okay.
So what it does is while you're recording, mine's going and you're alongside me. Like, you can piggyback off what I'm doing, kind of be like, yeah, girl, you know, like kind of encouraging.
Oh, okay.
Tag me in it and I get notified. So I have people who have done duets with me, and I'll share them in my stories. So that gets them exposure to my audience, and I'm like, cool that you did that duet with me. But it doesn't show up on the person you duet with. It doesn't show up on their page. Just that original video does. Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's cool because if you do that with someone famous, you know, or who's got a good following,
yeah,
you know, they might share you out or just be like, oh, cool, I'll follow you back. And then, yeah, what you said about, you know, just the growth and the possibility.
Yeah.
All of that is insane. So, yeah, the hashtags. So the biggest thing is that what those kids are figuring out is it's very much about what's trending right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so easy for anyone to go viral. When you go to the homepage, it's kind of like the Discover You page on Instagram.
Yeah.
When you go there, it tells you what's trending. So what you want to do to get started is just look at what's trending, look at the topics, and if it's something that would work for you. So say it was trending about five funny things that you don't know about teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just say everyone was doing videos on like five funny things. And you're like, I'm a teacher. I'll do that. You watch the trending videos and you mimic them.
Mm-hmm.
So you create your own, you follow the theme. You're also supposed to use the song that's used in the trend and the hashtags. If you use the hashtags, the same song, and follow the format, TikTok likes that. I don't know why. It's just the way that it's set up. It's very much about trends.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is they're 15-second clips. So if you want to get into
so
it,
quick.
I would get an account, I would follow some, and I would go hard for like a week. Just post like once or twice a day for a week to get in, get dirty, you know what I mean? Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. If you could do that and get the hang of it, I bet you probably have at least one video that would really get some great traction.
I love that you just said you never know, because that's the world we live in. You never know.
Apparently. Kids in the house making the TikTok videos. I should
you need to,
in my room.
You need to look at that. The Hype House.
Hype House for moms. Come on over.
I know. Seriously, can you imagine? Oh my God. One of the things I love about TikTok, though, I did a Facebook Live about this last week, I think, is that I feel like it's so great to like bring families together and community, because there's so many. I was calling it, I go down a TikTok tunnel. Like, I wanted to start the hashtag TikTok tunnel. You go on there and you just get sucked in. For like an hour and a half. And there's so many grandparents coming on and doing all these dance moves with their grandchildren. And I was like, that's the power of the internet. You know, some people can say, oh, we can't be on our phones this whole time. But look, you guys are bonding. That never would have happened. You know, things like that.
Oh, and you know, it's cool. Like, I have a couple ladies that I work with that are in their 60s. And they're like, look, my first TikTok. Like, it's bringing excitement, creativity, life back into them. And
yeah.
It makes them realize, like, you're not old. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can learn this stuff at any age. And guess what? You're going to attract a whole market of people who are 60-something going, shoot, she can do it. I'm going to follow her and learn how to do it, you know? And it'll inspire them.
Those are my favorite pages to follow. I love them.
Me too.
And then there is this one, I wish I could remember his name. I'll have to look. So what he does is he's in San Francisco in LA, and he goes up to random strangers on the streets with his camera, and he says, can I do a photo shoot with you? And it's a video on TikTok. It's this beautiful experience, and his shots are incredible. And then on Instagram, he shows the professional image from stopping random strangers and doing like a photo op, like out of the blue, and then post the images on Instagram and on his feed and on his story and things like that. Like, creativity is what like fuels so many of us entrepreneurs. He could have been broke, let's say, and now he's like, all I have is my camera. And now he's created this insane brand from TikTok.
Yes.
It's like the power of your phone again. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think I heard this quote, I don't know who said it, but they said a lack of creativity is just a lack of commitment.
Mm-hmm. So true.
If you're truly committed to showing up, wherever that is, and you know, you're not going to know until you get on there. You might get on there and be like, oh my gosh, like there's this girl that she's doing okay with her Facebook and Instagram, but she's just not really crushing it. She used to be a dancer. She gets on TikTok and she's falling in love. She literally danced and showed her nightly cream or get ready for date night. She put some eye gel on and like a messy bun and the video went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She was having, she loves dancing, found this space where she can just be herself,
mm-hmm.
and showed up and she is crushing it and she absolutely loves it. So you never know, you know, it might suit you to not have to be so like perfect. And like, here's my topics for the live today. You know,
yeah.
Like it might just really suit you.
I know, that's the thing. And I also feel like with network marketing, I feel like, in my opinion, the most successful women and men in network marketing, no matter what the company is, they never mention the product. And I feel like the best way to sell it is for you to be relatable, because you're telling your story, you're sharing your story and how the product helps you and your family, how it helps your life, whatever the product may be and the case may be. And looking at TikTok and very viral videos, half of them, because I'm like a research queen, are all in a network marketing company.
Wow.
And I feel like it makes you more relatable. And a couple of my clients are in network marketing companies, and one of them launched a podcast. Actually, it was about postpartum depression, because it wasn't a business podcast. She messaged me, oh my gosh, years ago, and she said, would this even make sense? And I'm like, you're searching for the content. It's not available for you. Share your story. Done. Now she has a podcast all about postpartum depression. She's in a network marketing company. She's relatable. Boom, there's her business. Like, it's insane how you never mention the product, but you're sharing your story. And people just want happiness. People want what you're selling at the end of the day, but not in a salesy way, in a relatable way. Like, maybe the product's not for you, but like, you're still going to follow that person because they're real.
Yeah. And it's the likability factor.
Yep.
Really easy on TikTok because you really just are yourself.
Yeah.
You can't really have a pretense. And then also, from what I can tell, people can't message you unless you follow them.
So yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah.
All the spammy stuff that we got when we first got on Instagram and, you know, a little bit with Facebook. So I think that's another reason why people are able to find real leads,
mm-hmm.
because when people do comment, they genuinely want to know more about what you're sharing,
mm-hmm.
and they have to, you have to follow each other to have that conversation. And I have several people on my team that are really getting good at bringing the TikTok leads over to Facebook and putting them in chats with me,
mm-hmm.
really fast. Like, they're meeting people that day. People are commenting on their videos and they're like, oh, let's connect on Facebook. Let me tell you more about that product or the business. And they're bringing them right over to Facebook. Like, how much amazingness is that?
That is so amazing. That really is. Like, that's a very quick turnaround. And that's like just the power of your phone. Again, it's always back to our cellular device. Like,
yes.
What we can do with a business when you're passionate and you're creative and you just go. Like, you see if it works. You know, I've had businesses that I've had to close the doors on and then you move on, you know, but like, you learn from them. It helps you grow as a person and a business owner, and it gets you to be more creative when things don't work out sometimes. Like, let's try another way, especially with social media. Like, if you have a game plan of certain types of content and, you know, after a couple of weeks, you're like, I don't think that really worked. And then you try something else and it just like blows up. Like, it's insane. But that's just, I feel like such the journey that we're on as like entrepreneurs. It's like trial and error, and then you just stick to what you know and what works best. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, you just pivot.
Exactly. Now, what do you have coming up that you want to share with us? What's going on in your world? What's coming up next?
Yeah, well, depending on when this airs. The biggest thing I have coming up is I have a challenge coming up. I think it'll be in May, so depending on when this airs. I just wrapped up a Recruiting Profit Seekers Challenge in one of my Facebook groups. So I can, they're groups you can jump in and join, and they're not secret. So I can connect you and get you guys in there. So I teach basically online strategies and simple systems to teach you sales and marketing so you can blow up your social media and get endless leads. So my zone of genius is helping people generate leads without cold messaging. That's so 2019 in my opinion.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
I want to teach people, how do you attract to you? How do you offer value? So I actually have a Facebook group, Profit Secrets Challenge, coming up. So it'll be in my group called the Gold Diggers of Online Marketing. If any of you are enjoying this conversation and you're like, yes, I want to learn more, I do free trainings in there every week. There's all kinds of freebies, and it's a really, really like very engaged community. That would be a good place for us to continue to hang out. And that's where my next challenge is going to be. And so I go live every day. There's a workbook we work through, and then there's bonus trainings. And I've gotten great, great feedback on it. So I think you would really like it.
I'm so excited. And you guys, I'm going to put all of those links in the show notes for you to make it nice and organized as usual. Just click those links, join the groups. You're going to get so much information from Kimberly. Thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of my show today. I really appreciate it.
Welcome. Thank you.
Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.